This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next question is from Abdul Qadir Kabir from Nigeria. The Quran mentions that it's Allah who guides whom He wills and leads astray whom He wills. If Allah is the one who guides, then how can He punish the ones who are led astray? And that's a very good question asked by Abdul Qadir. What he's referring to is a verse of the Quran from Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14, verse number 4, that it's Allah who guides who He wishes and He leads astray who He wishes. So based on the verse of the Quran, the question is posing, then how can Allah punish those people who have gone astray, if Allah is the one who leads astray? Before I give the answer, I'd like to give an example that if there is a teacher who is teaching the class and telling the students that this is the portion of the examination and the teacher the complete portion of a particular subject, gives the textbook, the rules and regulation, and there's one student who's very intelligent who comes and asks the teacher questions, the teacher clarifies, gives the student more time. There's another student who bungs the classes, who keeps on teasing the teacher in the classroom, doesn't obey the teacher, criticizes the teacher, doesn't ask any question. But as the teacher realizes that that student who's intelligent and asking questions and which teacher has guided him is bound to score good marks in the examination. And the student who plays hooky and who criticizes the teacher, doesn't listen to the teacher, is bound to fail. After a year, the examination takes place and the teacher gives first class first to the first student and fails the student who was playing hooky, who was not interested in studies, who criticized the teacher. Can a third student say that the teacher is not just? First student, the teacher supported, answered the question, and passed him and gave him first class first. The second student didn't help him and failed him. It is illogical. Because the first student went out of his way to ask questions and clarify whatever he didn't understand, the teacher answered, which is even the second student could have done that. The second student neither asked any question, criticized, went against the commandments of the teacher, he's bound to fail. So how can you blame the teacher that why did the teacher fail him? Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Mulk, chapter number 67, verse number 2, Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal hayata. It is Allah who has created death and life to test which of you is good indeed. So this life is a test for the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down the rules and regulations for the human beings in the glorious Quran. The rules and regulations, how a human being should follow the commandments of Allah, He has sent several revelations. But the last and final revelation, which is available in the authentic form, in the original form, is the glorious Quran. And for details, you have to refer to the hadith of the beloved Prophet Muhammad. Allah further says in the Quran, in Surah An-Kabut, chapter number 29, verse number 69, that all those who strive, do jihad, strive and struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open up His pathways. Allah says in Surah Ghafir, chapter number 40, verse number 28, but Allah will not guide those who do transgression and those who tell lies. So Allah is very clear that those who strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open up His pathways and put them in Jannah. All those who do transgression and do sin and who lie, Allah will not guide them. So those people who are misguided are not following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given in the Quran and the Sahih Hadith. Similarly, the example of the teacher, that a student who wants to learn more, ask questions and strives to know more knowledge, is the example of Surah An-Kabut, chapter 29, verse 69, that those who strive in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will open up the pathway and put them in Jannah. So those people who are not obeying the commandments, why should Allah guide them? So Allah is right. He will lead astray some people who He wishes, and He will guide some people who He wishes. Allah is not arbitrary. Okay, fine, you look handsome, I will guide you. You don't look handsome, I will not guide you. No, there are rules and regulations. That if you follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will guide you. If you don't follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do transgression, if you do sin, if you do shirk, Allah will not guide you. So what is illogical? So why are you blaming the teacher when she or he fails the student? So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not guiding him because he's doing sin. And a person who does sin and strives and asks for forgiveness, Allah takes him out from darkness to light. Verses of the Quran. Allah takes a person from darkness to light. Those who have the desire to follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if they sin, if they ask for forgiveness, Allah will forgive them. Allah will lead them to the straight path. But those people who abuse Allah, who do shirk, who don't follow His commandments, surely He will lead them astray. Leading astray means they will go to Jahannam. So this is totally logical. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just. As Allah says in the Quran in Surah Nisa, chapter 4, number 40, Allah is never unjust in the least degree. Hope that answers the question.